of Magnetic Networking Accelerator. This week, I am excited to share with you about the topic on boundaries because it is one of those topics that we don't talk enough, and it is important that we learn to set clear boundaries in our life, in our business, because it will give us so much more clarity and it will give us so much more spaciousness and room to really work and really operate as an effective business owner and also in any other roles that you have got in place. So what is a boundary? Boundary can be defined as limits or guidelines that we set for ourselves and others in order to create a healthy and productive work environment. And I want to start off with a story about boundaries that didn't work well for me. Several months ago, I hired a business coach and I was really excited to work with her. But what I found is that over time, she would be present all the time on WhatsApp, which is the channel that we interact. What happens is that she will outline and actually make herself available 24/7. Yes, it is amazing to be so dedicated to the business, but it is equally unhealthy to be available 24/7 when she's constantly sharing a lot of content, materials in between coaching calls, and always posting a lot of things that even on weekends where I choose to disconnect from my work, I felt so pressured that I am not on as well. And over time, it was just not working for me because it is creating so much more stress and overwhelm for me when I don't follow through on all the content that she's posting 24/7. She appears to be someone that she mentioned she's got sleep issues, and so she doesn't want to take the time to support herself in overcoming her sleep matters, but she wanted to record and ensure that she shares a lot of content. So in the end, it was just not the kind of relationship and boundary that I felt it was healthy for me to work with someone like that. And I had to make a hard decision to actually withdraw myself from that coaching program and really reset because it was becoming very, very overwhelming in her space. And having such a role model that works 24/7 is not ideal over time. It will create burnout and it will create a lot of health issues that is going to impact on the business in the long run. So that was my most recent experience around someone who doesn't have clear boundaries. Now, for myself, around boundaries, what is important for me is that I always wanted to make sure that I don't work on weekends because I want to spend time with my family. I want to have a place and a time where I know that I can focus on other things that I enjoy doing, going out for massages, going out for walks, doing more workouts in the gym, travel over the weekend, going down to the coast and have fun with other friends and family, or attending things that are really outside of work. And so I have got clear work boundaries. And during the week when I have clear boundaries, I also make it very clear that in my schedule, when I block time out, I focus, I really get really productive in how I conduct my business. And once the day ends, I will also shut down my laptop so that I can focus on work that is not related. And I can really enjoy time with my partner and go out and have fun with friends as well. So this is important because when we don't have boundaries in life, it will have consequences on how we interact with others. And that when we are not sure how we interact with others without clear boundaries, without clear guidelines, it will create more confusion. It will create more complaints. It will create more areas that disrupt the flow of our business. And so how do we do that balance? We need to then set clear path on how we do balance in terms of achieving goals, setting clear boundaries. And it is so important when we create boundaries in terms of our schedule, we honor that, we respect that. When we create boundaries for our clients, we honor and we respect that, and we need to communicate that upfront by setting clear, effective boundaries in workplace and with our clients. We are going to support each other even more in a very meaningful way that is clear and respectful, and that both parties will actually enjoy working with each other at a deeper and powerful level. And how do we maintain boundaries for time? As you know, time is such a precious commodity, and we need to ensure that we have clear boundaries for our time. The story that I shared earlier was around time where someone did not have boundaries over time, and that they also worked 24/7, making themselves ever so available, which is not ideal in the long term. It is not sustainable. So when we come across boundaries that is not ideal, it is important that we bring that awareness into our lives and we bring adjustment. Number one is to ensure that we change the way we approach things by setting very clear guidelines and adjusting that and honoring that. So with time, make sure that when you have got appointments, you schedule that in the diary and that you honor, you show up on time, fully focused, energized, ready to go, ready to serve, ready to give your best self. And then when you are in a workspace with your teams that you want to communicate boundaries, it is important to communicate them in a very professional, respectful way so that both parties are really receiving that and that they can work really well with each other. When it comes to boundaries around taking care of your family, making sure that, you know, you communicate with them so that you can actually protect the time at work and also then protect the time where you are meant to spend with them. It is so important that we actually honor that all the time. When boundaries are actually not honored, it is important that we communicate and share with them the consequences and then take actions to really empower ourselves to let them know the consequences so that we can really action that when it is actually not in line with what we are delivering, and we can actually then move forward. So it is important that this topic is something that you consider. Why? Because it can help make life more balanced, more productive, more sustainable over time. And it is a practice. When it comes to healthy boundaries, it's a practice that we can take charge and take control so that the more we do it better, the more we thrive in our business, and the better we are in terms of making work-life balance healthy. This can also definitely prevent a lot of burnout that can occur for different stages of business and life. And when we are successful in setting clear boundaries, it is just going to make life so much more abundant, so much more joyous, so much more enjoyable. And it's meant to be blissful when we create our business. I hope that you're getting a lot of valuable insights into what I'm sharing and that you are thinking differently about boundaries if they have not been something that is forefront in your mind, and that you want to make sure that you prioritize that so that you have got self-care strategies put in place and that you can really manage boundaries that has not been honored in a way that is aligning with your core values, your guidelines, your vision, and your principles in business. Make sure that you communicate that effectively and that you can continue to grow. It is an area that you can continue to develop to be better and stronger. And over time, you gain mastery over that. So I hope that this is going to give you so much hope and joy when it comes to boundaries, and that you continue to make the best of your business through powerful boundaries. And I hope to see you in the next episode. Bye.